Diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life. This wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoints the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled, Eating Meat Destroys Lives and Harms the Planet. A compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet.
Read a book a long time ago. It was a spiritual book. It was talking about the history of our planet and other planets told by the Pleiadians, the carrier of light. They mentioned that there were periods when instant karma was necessary imposed on the human race at the time to restore order on Earth. My question is it not the time now for this law to be applied to help the humankind to stop destroying ourselves and the planet?
How did the law apply at that time?
The law apply instantly for any bad deed. Anyone behave badly will get the bad result straight away.
Oh, you mean from heaven or from the government?
From heaven.
Okay, I understand. Well, don't you see to some degree it is now applying?
Yes, but it's not instant enough, I think.
Oh, baby, we have to be merciful. We have to be merciful and patient and give people a chance to change. I would not like this instant karma stuff. But to some degree, we have some karmic law apply already. Like we have war, terrible plagues, we have famine, we have disaster, climate heat up now, etc., etc. Well, it does happen already. You know, over the period of time of human history, and it's happening worse now. To some, they would know that it's instantly. To some, it's later or even after this life, you see? But just people don't realize it, that it is a bad karma retribution. They don't realize that it's a bad effect of their action, you see? They are not in direct communication with the law of divine, so they do not understand it. So if they have a sickness, if they have disaster befalling them, they would just take it as a natural. And they're just lamenting their bad luck. But they do not understand that this is a bad karmic retribution of what they have been doing, maybe in a past life or even in this lifetime. The more they entangle in this poisonous way of life in this world, the less the message of heaven can get through to them. The soul is perfectly pure, but the soul cannot get through the mind to tell the mind that stop this, this is no good for you. Sometimes the people have a flash of intuition that this is no good, But then the busy humdrum of this world make them forget again next minute. They're too busy. The king of illusion make them busy, make them slaves to the senses, to the immediate survival need. So they have lost the divine contact. You see, this is to be more pitied than to punish. You don't understand. They have been poisoned. Just like when you're sick, you take some certain medicine, it makes you drowsy and groggy. You can't even think. You don't even want to wake up. You can't even, you know, want to talk on the phone with your friend. You don't even want to do anything. You can't even think of doing anything. It's the same with, almost same the situation with the people of the world. They are very, very pitiful. They came here with the best intention, but they get entangled and poisoned by the atmosphere, by the way of living in this world. When the baby was born, he was just taking milk. But later on, the parents or anyone forced meat upon them. Most of the children, they don't eat meat, they spit out the meat. But then the parent keep forcing them until they get used to it. And then they grow up eating meat like everyone else. Do you understand me? So that's why most women, when they have pregnant first or second month, they keep vomiting. They can't eat fish. They can't even smell fish. Anything animal go into their mouth, they vomit for 1 or 2 months long. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the baby inside tell them, don't eat this. I can't bear it. It's not for me. You're polluting me. You're degrading me. You're making bad karma for both of us. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
That's what the baby telling the mother. But she just doesn't listen. And she keeps forcing her way, and then later on, of course, the baby give up. Otherwise, both of them will die of starvation. Do you capisce?
Yeah.
And after they were born, the baby still contact with heaven for a while. But after, how long can the baby mind withstand the, you know, the poison of the meat and all that that they give to them? And so later on, after some years, they succumb to the same situation like everyone else on this planet. They are very pitiful, the people on this planet. That's why Jesus came to rescue them. That's why Buddha has patience for 80 years. That's why Mohammed endured all the persecution and all the dangers to rescue his disciples or whoever believed in him. That's why Mahavira came down and many other masters at Guru Nanak and all. You know, I can't mention it all. Of course you know, huh? You know, I respect all of them. That's why despite the denseness, the coarseness, the suffering of this world, much more suffering for the sensitive soul of the saints, they still come down. Because they feel sorry for the people here who has been blindfolded under the influence of illusion, been poisoned, and still have to continue on living and pay the penalty for what they don't even know what they're doing. That's why Jesus forgave them, said, please, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. It's truly like that. He knows they don't know what they're doing. So the karma is very strict law, of course, but I would like him to be more lenient to the people, of course. Of course, sometime I talk to the Lord of Karma, I say, please, I don't really know. Oh, this is too much. So we try to prolong it as much as we can until the people wake up and whoever can wake up, you see? But still, to some people, they have been too deeply indebted, which they have not even borrowed. But they did not know that the Lord of illusion of this world has already made them indebted, that they have to be accounted for their action. Therefore, for some people, they cannot escape. Yeah, therefore, for those people, it's quicker, the bad karmic reaction, yeah? The bad karmic retribution. To some people, it's prolonged, because to some people, they have a better karma in their previous lives, or even this life, due to some good merit that we don't even know what they do. You know, sometimes they do some good things that nobody knows. Yeah, they may give to charity, or they may be good to some master which they don't know, they might serve some saints, that they don't even know they are saints. They maybe they help some holy person, which doesn't appear to be holy person, but when they help them, they help with all their heart, yeah, in the previous lives or in this life, so they still have the store good merit. The storage of good merit has not run out. So some of these people are still waiting. Yeah, and I hope I can wake them up, or they're waking up by some reason before their merit bank runs out.
Vegetarianism and religions.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow dye. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
As I know, many people in Germany have stopped meat eating. I mean, they don't eat beef, pork, etc. But they still eat fish.
Oh.
My question is, if more and more people give up meat eating, but keep on eating fish only one or two times a week, with this, how much can it help to save our planet? And could you also tell us how we can more effectively advise people to stop fish eating? Thank you.
It's already very good that they stop eating red meat and big animals' meat. is already very good. You tell them that, bravo, bravo, thank you very much, you are very brave. And I thank you and the planet thank you, and many animals thank you. And after that, you give them a flyer. You gather all the information about the harm of fish eating, and you give it to them. You say, now, if you go one step further and no more in fish eating, then you'll be perfect. You'll be my hero.
Okay, good.
Because fish eating also very depleting to planetary ecosystem. They have proven that the overfishing of sardine has resulted in many dead zones because they are there for some reason. They are there for maybe oxidizing the ocean, give life to some other kind of species, or cleaning the environment. Whatever the species that God has left on the planet, they have a work to do. The species have work to do. Just like human, we have work to do. Animals, they have work to do. Even little fish like sardine, they have work to do. It's just many humans are ignorant. They think it's just a little fish. They're helpless anyway, useless. No, they're not useless. So they think they're useless, so they fish them up and eat them. But they are very, very useful to our ecosystem and to the health of the planet and, consequently, to the health of human and all beings on it. So you gather all these facts from Supreme Master Television or internet or information you can find in the library or anywhere. And then you print it all on a flyer and you give it to the fish eater.
Okay, okay, we will do that. Thank you.
Of course they do not know. Maybe they don't know. Not everybody knows about everything. My God, how can they know everything? Some people know this, some people know that. So if they don't know something and you know it, you give them the information.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
We thank you for your presence on today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part 6 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion titled, Eating Meat Destroys Lives and Harms the Planet. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.